On Friday, Israel dropped leaflets along the border, warning Lebanese residents to leave the area for their own safety. Those who could begin heading north and are among the throngs are pouring into the capital city, Beirut, and smaller towns along the way. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Beirut.
It's an instinctive mechanism, and one that the Lebanese have honed over decades of civil war and fighting with Israel. When the bombs start falling, get out of the neighborhood. Peter Bouchard with Human Rights Watch says well over 500,000 people in Lebanon are on the road.
The displacement which is taking place is almost unprecedented. In 1 week, 1/8 of the population of Lebanon has been displaced by this Israeli offensive. If you compare that with Kosovo, 300,000 people in Kosovo were displaced during a 6-month Serbian offensive.
Beirut's parks are filled with refugees, and more than 100,000 people are staying at local schools. Every room at Ramla al-Sarif High School is filled with families. Babies lie on old mattresses, men pass a day playing cards and puffing on water pipes, and women fuss over hot plates in the darkened corridors. Samar Halway with the Communist Party says this high school is just too full.
Here the school could stand only 450 to 500 ones, and there are 700 ones in here. So you cannot imagine the situation. People are sitting and sleeping in the corridors outside. It's considered super saturated.
Many of the displaced, like 67-year-old Zina Murhi from South Lebanon, have been through this before.
We were refugees in 1976, then in 1983. I know from experience it was time to go.
Local political parties and aid agencies are organizing the refugees. At a nearby Catholic school, members of Hezbollah are sorting out food, medicine, and clothing for the displaced residents. It's one of about 70 schools Hezbollah is present at during the crisis. The organization has also coordinated huge food drives. A spokesman who goes by the name Abu Haider says it's not at all surprising that Hezbollah is helping.
By nature, Hezbollah has the capability and the duty to help people and provide shelter. The network is known for its social services and work on the ground.
International aid agencies and some European countries are amassing the necessities for the displaced. Haj Yusuf Snadi, living at the Catholic school, says he's going to be choosy about where the aid comes from.
If we get any aid from the U.S., we'll burn it in the garbage. We don't want any aid from the U.S., nor from Israel.
Israeli bombs have destroyed many of Lebanon's key roads and bridges. Israel says it will allow a corridor to funnel humanitarian aid into areas, especially in South Lebanon. But Altaf Moussani with the World Health Organization says so far no details have been worked out.
Our challenge is just making sure that humanitarian convoys, be it trucks, through sea routes, through air routes, are guaranteed the safe passage into these places. And we just need to make sure that that stuff gets down there.
Moussani says undoubtedly there are women, children, and people with chronic conditions who need help. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Beirut.